Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And they obviously took care of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last Sunday. Wasn't the most impressive win they've had in the recent past, but it's a win they needed. Now they're 5-4, and here come the Seattle Seahawks. They can pretty much end their season by beating the Seahawks, or at least put them in a big, big hole.
What does Bonte say, Stani? It's a division game.
Division game. Yep. They're always different, he says. And that is one thing where he tends to be right on that a lot.
No doubt.
But 888-957-9570. And we're giving Purdy a grade on a scale from 0 to 10. Guru's giving him an 8.5. I'm giving him a 7.
Wow.
And is there anybody out there that isn't a true believer? I shouldn't say a true believer, but is there anybody out there that thinks Brock Purdy still hasn't proven that he's going to be the long-term, or at least for the foreseeable future, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers? How would you assess his season this year? Because this was such a big year for him. Here's a couple ones real quick, just to get us rolling.
Yep.
And these are all from the Comcast business text line, and we'll jump into some calls. 262, 4 or 5 more red zone touchdowns, and it would be an 8.5. He's got to tighten the screws on that part of his game. That's from the 262 goo. 925. I would rather try to bring Sam Darnold back and pay him $20 to $30 million than paying Purdy $50 to $60 million. All right. And this is from our good friend Lori Matthews in Phoenix.
Talked to her. She's last always night. We did a Spaces, the boss and I, about the state of radio. A shout out to Tolbert and John Lund. And she joined in, talked. Yeah. Oh. We're waiting on you, but
I wasn't invited.
Well, we thought you knew, and you were texting the boss, and he was airing you out on the space I'm like, but now I don't think you were trolling, knowing we were doing
I
it.
I wasn't trolling. I didn't know you guys were on Spaces.
Yeah.
And now I know that you were on Spaces and I wasn't invited.
Oh my God.
Oh, Carter.
You know what? You guys want to do that kind of thing? After I told you I love Laurie Matthews, 480. Brock is at least an 8.
Yes.
He went into the offseason thinking he'd have Christian McCaffrey and had to adjust to having Jordan Mason. Other guys in and out of the lineup. He's still playing at a high level. Just the injury factor impacts the chemistry component. So she's got him at an 8 at least. And, I mean, not a huge difference between a 7 and an 8.
I do believe an 8 is a B. A 7 is a C. Norm didn't play C, Stani.
Not my grading curve. 7's like an A- for me.
Like, I'm still here shocked and shook a little bit that you give him a 7 because he was without arguably his best offensive player. And on top of that, while you stepped out during the break, Carter and I were talking. Carter asked me, hey, Goo, remember Kaepernick was on top of the world? And I do. I was all bought in. Now, I got to part ways with Carter on this. The league did to a degree figure Kaepernick out, I believe, but there also was the political stuff why he vanished. Are you giving Brock a 7 because you still think there's a domino out there to where he's still got to show me more?
No, I think he's just got to play a little better. I think he's been good. I think Brock Purdy's been good. I just don't think he's been great.
And I don't either. That's why I said at 8.5. But again, they're 5-4. He held it down without McCaffrey. And it's more than just stats with me. Stoney, now there is a number I don't like, the John Elway in the interception column. 7 through 9 games, and you got 8 left. So that you know, if I had to bet, I'm like, hopefully, you know, throw another one. But you would bet, I'd feel comfortable saying he'll throw more than he did last year. But my biggest takeaway is, I mean, how many times have we come in here and talked about his athleticism? And then I know this is not part of the exercise, but if Dak Prescott is the highest paid quarterback and Trevor Lawrence is tied for the second highest, Jordan Love right behind him, Tua, again, worry about what's going on in your home, right, Stoney? But, I mean, this dude, this is his home. This is his team. What else do you have?
Well, you don't have anything and behind him. But the question is as he, you know, is he?
Yeah, this is year. That's the case. He said this year.
If you're going to pay a franchise quarterback money, then Purdy has to go and win some games that they need him to take on.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Just a couple here. 213's got him at a 7.5. 650's got him at a 7.95.
Which is better than a 7. And the 7.5 I'll take.
And I have a 7.5 from the 408 I give Purdy. He's been slightly inconsistent within each game, but he finds a way to turn it around. Injuries have hit hard before and during the season. Other teams won't feel bad. There you go.
But, again, I double back to this. I feel like I'm double talking, Stoney. It wouldn't be the first time, but you know, I'm one of those dudes, Warren Moon, my favorite quarterback, man. He could spin that ball, and there's sometimes the Arizona game comes to mind, and tell me if I'm doing too much of nitpicking, Stoney, but I see some passes that are errant. I'm like, Brock, well, it's early. You hadn't got hit. So then there's some throws where they're high, and I'm like, man, that reminded me of Jimmy. And just when I think, you know what, I'm about to write this down, I'm concerned to play the Kittle in the bat with a beautiful ball. So he always answers the call when I'm doubting him the most. So, you know, again, I won't give him, I'm not going to say he's an A, but if, who was the texter you just read said, the red zone problems. I think that's a Kyle issue more than any player.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I just give them all the blame for that. Right. And part of it's got to go, on Brock Purdy. I mean, again, I think he's been really solid, but his completion percentage and his touchdown interception ratio has gotten a little worse since last year. And I understand that there are circumstances, but you know what? Too bad. You got a quarterback the team you got.
Stoney, what would you give him as a grade for last year then?
An A. Oh, you didn't ask me.
Probably 8.5, 9.
For last year?
Dude, he was great last year.
But why not an A? Or nine? A 9.
He was maybe the best quarterback in 49ers franchise history, according to the stats. According to the statistics.
Oh, stop.
I'm not a Purdy lover, Stoney. He was an MVP candidate going into that Christmas game with Lamar.
I'm giving the guy an 8.5, and that's not good enough for him?
No, it just gives us perspective of why you're giving him a 7 when he was fantastic last year. That was almost a perfect game, regular season.
Please.
Stoney, up until the Baltimore game.
What about the 3 straight losses?
He overcame like Martin Luther.
He didn't have his left tackle.
Or Debo.
He hasn't had a left tackle this year either.
Dude, I'm worried about his streak of all pro 71. It might come to a halt, Stoney.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You put a number on it then. I said what I said.
Boy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving Purdy a 7 this year. Last year, I would have given him 8.5.
That's incredible.
It's fair.
I don't know which one bothers me. Yeah, it's the last year that bothers me most. He was an MVP candidate about 3 weeks left. He fell off.
All right, now that you guys are putting me in a position to have to do... He wasn't even the team MVP last year, let alone the league MVP. Take your 7 and get better. That's what I would say. All right, 888-957-9570. Keep in mind, I'm also saying he hasn't shown me anything to lead me to believe he's not the quarterback of the future.
Well, I'm there already.
Sparky in Alameda. What's going on, Spark? How you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you guys. And you know what, Stanley? I agree with you. 7 is more than fair enough.
Here's why. Sparky.
Thank you very much.
He chokes. Chokes in the most important time.
Oh boy.
He choked in the Super Bowl. There you go. When you're swimming on a swamp, you can swim like a goldfish, but then you go to a gator. Are you a gator or you're a goldfish? You don't choke. Don't choke. And gentlemen, I'm not going to talk about our words, although it was a great day, but you know what? We do like the challenge.
Are you a gator or a goldfish?
Sparky, call me crazy, but don't be a stranger.
Dude.
He's been a goldfish this year. He hasn't been an alligator.
He just drove him down the yard to get a field goal against Tampa. Kept the play alive against...
Almost fumbled.
The fourth quarter.
Like, you know what's funny, though?
Seriously? Almost got in a car accident. Stoney, it don't count. My premium doesn't go up.
Can you name a time where he's failed a game-winning drive? Dude. I can't.
Carter, we can't.
Off the top of my head.
How about the Rams?
The Ram game when they got
the
ball.
Okay, name another one.
Three turnovers in the second half.
Yeah, but my point is...
Minnesota, they were down six, had the ball. It was to go take the lead, and they...
They were losing that game.
5-0. Steiny's grading system. Oh, I thought he said it's good. Steiny's grading system is not good.
Yeah, I'd
switch classes if he were my professor.
You're one have to call the parent to go.
What the hell is going on?
Because the last year 8.5 explains this year 7. That's all. He was phenomenal last year, man.
All right.
I thought he was going to fall off. He has not.
Yes, and Steiny, he has.
Well, no.
It's not the numbers.
Task is because
the numbers show.
Okay, so you lose your number one and the number one running back. I'm grading
what
curve.
Have you done for me lately, league?
And he's 5 up, 4 down.
Yeah, that's disappointing. He's the head of the snake.
But team wide, he don't play defense. We're not even.
I didn't give him a 4. I gave him a 7.
Well, then we're having fun. What do you want? What more do you want to see? Because he has command. When he's on, he escapability checks all the boxes.
I want to see him get his numbers
get
up.
Away from him, though.
Exactly.
I'm seeing some Cheech and Chong throws.
How about that? More throws have gotten away
but
from him.
But an incompletion is just an incompletion. He had 11 last week. So it don't matter how ugly the incompletion is. I'm checking my own self. I'm like, ooh, that was. But I'm like, okay, he only missed 11 on the day and drove him down to get the field goal.
The problem I have with Sparky is you started out great.
Goldfish.
He agreed with me. But then he was so preposterous about the choking, then he loses his credibility. But let me be clear, I don't lose mine.
And the Super Bowl wasn't on Brock. That was the offensive line.
All right, let's do it this way. What would a 7 be equivalent to in a grade? To me, it would be like a B.
C minus, D plus comes to mind.
A 5 is a C.
A 7.5 is a C plus. A 7 was like, dude, you're almost Dr. J.
Why did we do the number system if I didn't even understand? My thing would be 9 or 10 is an A. 7 or 8 is a B in the B range.
Right, 80%.
5 and 6 is a C. And if he was terrible, I'd give him a 3.
Right. And he's not been that.
A 5 would be a 50, which is
that's
an F.
That's an F. Dude, you bring an F home to
we
norm.
Are doing it. We are
turn
doing
around.
It. I don't consider a 5 an F. I consider it a C because it's average. Out of 10. That's just me, though.
I wish we could erase what you just said.
What?
The 5's really... the 5 is half. It's an F. It's not like a 7. It's 50%.
Okay.
But you just said my 5 is like a 7. Oh,
so,
boy.
Okay, in your grading system,
yeah.
There's no scenario which he could get less than a 5.
Oh, no, not at all.
See?
They would have to be 2 and 5.
They almost were.
No, Steiny.
Come on.
You want to redo this. We'll let you fix your system, scoring system.
This is where my compatriots come to support me. There aren't a lot of them out there. But when they hear me getting accused like this, they come to my rescue. 888-957-9570. It's a 7.
Wow.
I'm giving Purdy a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10
this year. I can't wait for Willen and Dibbs already.
Oh, God.
But no, seriously, Steiny, I'm not. It's your grade. It's your grade. I just think you're being hard. That's all. And Carter, too. Like, we're not ganging up on you. It's just like,
you know what it's telling me? You guys were terrible students.
Not
that's what it's telling me.
Someone said a 3.5 is a C in Steiny's grading system.
Oh, man. Dude, that is Steiny.
Okay. 7 of 10 is 70%. That's literally a C. That's I shouldn't have asked what the grading equivalent is, because the grading equivalent, there is none. We're doing the numbers. We're doing on a scale of
numbers
1 to 10.
The numbers, yeah.
That we're using numbers, not letters. There is no correlation.
2,400 yards, 12 up, when? 7 down. He's got 2,454 yards on the season.
All down from a year ago.
But I'm just saying. You told me to forget a year. You said goo is right, and it was hard for me.
That's true.
You said forget last year. It's just this year.
Right. But you still have to use what he's been. And if he were having the same kind of, like, if I gave him an 8.5 last year, I can't give him an 8.5 this year.
Yeah. And I can't read your, boy, it would be hard. I can't read your mind, but to me it feels like you're holding Brock Purdy accountable for the team. Like, the team gets a C, and I feel like you're coming at him with the ailments on the defensive side of the ball and the special teams. Sonny,
I'm surprised.
You know I'm real. I'll hand out a D as fast as 12 up, 7 down. I didn't have my number one wideout or the best player on the team, and I kept it alive. I kept us afloat.
So how are you docking him any points for blowing 2 10-point leads as the quarterback of our team?
Yeah.
Like what, 0.1?
About 0.4. But no, I take that into account. But right. Why did they blow those leads? Did he get lost on the 2-2 Atwell bomb? Did he allow the punt return from the Rams?
Who's the most important player on the team?
Wow. You're hard, man.
415, and this guy coming to my rescue. This is Film on Mike. I agree with Steiny. And 7 is perfect, and the grading scale is also correct. Film on!
Yeah, he's just helping you out. He wrote that.
No, there's a lot of 7.5 is fair for Purdy. All right, there we go. Right. There we go. God, you know what's funny? I come in today, this is good. This is a lot of fun with this. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give him a 7. That'll keep people off me.
Dude, wow, man.
All right, Doug's in Berkeley. Get us going, Doug. How right is Matt Steinmetz this morning? Boy.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Matt, in terms of the number, I think you're very close. I'd say 7.5.
All right,
but I have another issue, and it's more of a chronic issue. McCaffrey's great. I wish he'd been playing all season. I knew he wasn't going to because how much he's being used last year. But I did watch the NFC Championship game 2 years ago.
Okay,
and I did see Brock Purdy get hurt. And I did see us be able to do nothing. And so I know what I'm going to say is controversial.
Uh-oh.
But Brock Purdy is the most valuable player on this team. We had everybody else in that game,
Damn. And
we couldn't do anything. As far as today's comments go, again, I like your grading, but the particular comments and the rationale, Goo's got you today.
Oh, Goo, my man. I'm kidding.
Goo's got you today. I think there's a discrepancy between the discussion and the grading system. But really, let's give Brock Purdy a little bit more credit.
No doubt. I am.
Hold on.
I'll give him an 8 for this.
I'm with you.
Okay. It's just 7 and 8. It's 1 point difference.
No,
here's the other thing. I said, let me make this clear. Yeah. Brock Purdy was not the MVP of the team last year.
Okay.
He is this year.
Right.
He's had to be.
And to the
I'm not saying
point,
he's not the team MVP this year.
He's made some great points, but I will say what he cited about the NFC Championship game, I don't fault anybody because the Niners were blindsided, right? You go into that game, you didn't prepare to have the offense run without Brock Purdy, and you just had to deal with that on the fly. So I don't know how you were going to come out of that. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's a heavy compliment for Brock when you say, Scotty, he's the MVP.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been hurt. So he's, you know, he's been the MVP.
You guys are going to laugh. If I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever he's doing, chilling with Mia, I just wonder what he would have looked like when it was all said and done had he been able to quarterback multiple games.
I would have probably given him a 4.
With McCaffrey. Like, would they have gotten to the same plateau? Because we can laugh and squawk.
No.
I don't. It Jimmy, he's done everything Brock's done. Lost the NFC Championship game and lost to a Super Bowl. Lost in the Super Bowl. Just think about that.
All right, listen.
Without McCaffrey.
We're having fun today.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the season, and the Niners are... Don't forget, the Niners are 5-4.
1-0 in the second half.
5-4. Yeah. And so we've got ourselves a quarterback in Brock Purdy that we've got to make a decision on. Now, I want to be clear as day from everything I've seen from Brock Purdy over the course of his career. He's going to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. They're going to find a number. I don't really care what the number is. Find a number, and boom, we're ready to go with Brock Purdy for the next 3 to 5 years.
Bang.
But I think he could be better this year. I think he's been
good. I'm not saying
that. I think
that.
He's been good. I don't think he's been great.
What if I tell you I am so Ja Rule's old rapper
sure.
from New York's, Donnie.
Yeah.
He had a great song, Mesmerized. What if I'm mesmerized by his escapability? Brock Purdy. He's not Michael Vick, but I'm wild, Donnie. Are you watching quarterback play around the league? Like, that's a lot of why I gave him the 8.5. There is a lot of crap out there.
Same.
You agree, Carter? There is a 100%. Lot of crap.
Settle down, Carter.
Yeah, my
Settle
man.
Settle down.
Yeah, E-Dog.
Let's go to Mike in San Lorenzo. Hey, Mike, what's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
What's good, Sonny Goo? I'm doing well, especially after that win from Steph over the Mavs.
Man.
That was a good one. That was crazy. Anyways, off topic, Guru, this ain't grade school. We got a point system. Sonny is in the correct on this one.
A 7?
You got a 2-point grade. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and say last year, me, this year, I want to say Purdy is a 6, 6.5 currently. Last year, he was in that 8, 8.5 range. You got to account for constant picks. He had multiple picks his last year. He had, what, 1 or 2 in the first 6 games? He ended up having, like, 8 or 9 picks throughout the end of the season. This year, how many picks does he have currently? 5 or 6?
7.
Game-wise? 7. My fault. Statistically, he is currently a 7.
Wow, man.
In the point scale range, Steiny is, in fact, solid on this one, man. I'll go ahead and leave it at that.
Thanks, wow. Mike. Appreciate it. I'll tell you what, San Lorenzo in the house.
I mean, if we want to really break it, you already know people like you already. Some like me more than you and vice versa.
I think most people
So they're
going to
agree
like
with
you
whatever
more.
You say. You know what I mean? Hey,
oh, I
hamburgers
disagree.
Aren't good. They'll call in and say Steiny's
no,
right.
No. That's no, not our audience.
It's a cult type of thing. Yes, Steiny, come on, man. They just defend you when they know you're drowning.
That's
Mike
not,
just did
you're
it.
You're not talking about our audience like that because that makes our audience seem like sheep, and they are not sheep.
No, oh, so it's just like you can do no wrong.
You can count on one finger, probably, the people in the Bay Area that say, well, what did Steinmetz say about it? Because that's the right way.
Give
and
me
that
three
one
quarterbacks
me.
In the NFC playing better than Brock. I got him.
Goff.
To me. Okay, I'll give you that. I want to say Stafford. I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
Sam Darnold.
Lately?
Jordan Love.
Oh, he's missed some games.
Oh, my gosh.
But my point is, it's not a slam dunk. Like, he's not as bad. He's not a 7.
I'm not saying he's bad. A 7's good.
Not
pretty good.
I don't like you.
You know
when
what?
You deserve
keep,
better,
keep it
I don't
up.
Like you.
And it's going down to a 6-5. Keep it up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's have some fun with this today. By the way, 888-957-9570. What, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you giving Brock Purdy this year? This year, what are you giving Brock Purdy?
I can't
wait. On a scale of 1 to 10. By the way, Goo, I'm going to show you something. You're not going to be able to read it, but it is unbelievable. I did a research project last night.
Look,
you see that?
That's incredible.
Okay. I'll hold it up to the...
Great TV show in the past.
There you go.
Channel 7.
I have detailed the NBA's big problem.
Because they got a major
one. The NBA stinks. And I'm going to tell you why it stinks. And I'm going to tell you why
this league is in a lot of trouble. You're not by yourself. The streets are talking. They're mad.
And I've got research to back it up.
You got to fix this. We got to have a show. Today's Thursday. How do you not turn it off?
Because I can't. It's not my computer. It like comes. I'm sorry, boss.
We are the oldest show in the country, man.
I can't fix this.
What do you mean
this?
You can't turn? You can't silence it?
Because it rings over my computer, even when it's off. I don't. I'm sorry.
Who was it?
It was my daughter.
You should answer. I answered Geek Squad. You should have answered for you. I can do solo, Stani. Backyard Boogie for 2 years.
Oh, I wouldn't. 888-957-9570. We're going to have fun today, and I'm going to get you. Your boy Steiny did a great research project. Trust me on that one.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.